This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, DMV? Grant and Danny here on The Fan. GP is out all week. Pete Medhurst is sitting to my right. Pete, good morning.
What's up, dude? How are you?
Good, man. We had a nice little rundown for you. And it got shaken up with some news from Pro Football Talk. This is the kind of thing that gets me so fired up, so we're going to do it here off the top. Here's a hint that involves Josh Norman doing something I can't believe he did. We got some fun stuff today. It's fun. It's All-Star Week, right? Not that much going on in sports. We've got some cool things. Robot umpires, it's happening. You can take your auto-driving car to the baseball stadium, order food that comes right to your seat on an app, and watch robots call balls and strikes. It happened the other night. We will discuss it and what it might mean for professional baseball.
I got some feedback on that.
So oh, you did?
I did. It's going to be interesting. I think it's an interesting concept going forward, but as with all technologies, there probably
are some wrinkles
to be worked out.
Yeah, the second generation is always the one I always end up buying, right? You let everyone else do the first one, figure out what the tech problems are, and then G2 is what works out. NBA free agency needs to change. The commissioner said that. Chris Mannix, one of my favorite writers, has said that. We'll talk about that too. I'm excited about this. This is really cool for me. Grant got the guys from the Sandlot. They came in for him, whatever it was, like last year at some point, right? And that was a movie from his childhood. He's super, it was All-Star Week last year. He was super excited about it. A couple kids, Smalls, and the kid that was the pitcher in most of the film. And it was fine for me. I like the Sandlot. I have nothing against it, but I was a little bit older when it came out. My version of the Sandlot, I'll put mine up against that one anytime.
Anytime.
I have watched this movie 1,000 times. I love it every time. It's hilarious. It's fun. It's awesome. It's everything a sports movie is supposed to be as far as I'm concerned. Major League. They've got a Blu-ray DVD 30th anniversary that's coming out. Roger Dorn is coming on the show today. Corbin Burnson is coming on the radio program today at 11:20. He's doing a tour, and they're talking to a bunch of stations, a bunch of people, a bunch of fat idiots like me. But I'm going to have my 10 minutes in the sun, Pete. I'm excited about this.
What did you think of his technique as he was trying to block balls down at third base? You know, maybe he had the body, forward a little bit too much.
Oh, give me that old hay ball. Get in front of the damn ball.
I'll go all day. Tire World.
Great movie.
It's awesome. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. Roger Dorn is on the show at 11:20. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm not looking forward to this part. Because this is where a bunch of people are going to be mad at me. I don't care. I'm so correct about this. Stop doing this. Stop it. If you're a professional athlete, your body is your instrument. Stop doing these things. What do I mean? From Pro Football Talk. Washington cornerback Josh Norman has a good story to tell about how he spent a summer vacation. Norman participated in the annual Running of the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain. The Spanish news agency, EFE, got a picture of Norman at the event. Dozens of people are injured every year at the running of the bulls, and a few have been gored by bulls and killed. It's something that shouldn't be happening, by the way, in 2019. Stop doing this nonsense.
They must not have PETA issues in Spain.
Yeah, they don't care. I mean, they do bullfighting where the majority of the time the bull just gets stabbed to death, and sometimes a human gets hurt. Please stop doing these. Again, we've come so far as a society. Stop it. It is an event that NFL teams would prefer their players to avoid. Yeah, no kidding. Norman was apparently not worried, and he posted on social media that the running was one of the greatest days ever in his life. Tell you what, the day you don't play for the Washington Redskins, the day you retire, take that butt over to Spain, you can run with bulls, you can go to India and smack king cobras in the mouth, you can sword fight with lions, you can talk S to tigers, race against zebras, whatever the hell you want to do. This is irresponsible. This is nonsense. Grow up, dude. This football, I understand that you're a man of the world. You want to dance with the stars, and you want to, you have aspirations beyond the NFL. That's cool. Honestly, have those things. Be like Be like LeBron. Be like Jay-Z. Be a mogul. Be beyond just the thing that you're known for. That is really cool because he's done some wonderful things also on the side. He's done great charity work and deserves credit for all those things, yep. Right? He is hands, he's boots on the ground, not just stroking a check, boots on the ground, doing good work. This is ridiculous. This is absurd.
Let's think. Let's think of the things that can happen. You can be trampled by all of the other people that are running for their life from the bull. You can be gored by the bull in any portion of your body, any portion of which could cost you potentially your employment with your NFL employer. Oh, by the way, whose salary cap gets no relief if you get gored in the rear end by a bull and can't play this coming season. And you can get run over by the bull and die.
This is...
There you go.
This is Ben Roethlisberger doing wheelies on his dumb motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to clubs until 4 o'clock in the morning where you're a target, where there's a bunch of shady characters. All of this. Stop doing this.
But
stop.
Even the club is a hell of a lot safer than taking a 1,000-pound bull running you over or goring you or even the people. Danny, the people could run you over.
Everybody,
you could slip and fall, and they could hurt you by running you over.
The whole thing is dangerous.
In the path.
Or they knock you over, and then a bull gets you. I mean, there's a million things that can happen. None of them are good. You could, of course, get out of it scot-free, and everybody thinks it's fine. Now, this is where people that don't get how stuff works will say, you can get injured doing anything. You can get a car wreck on the way to work. Should you just not go to work? Nope. Legitimate purpose to go to work. Legitimate purpose to get in your car. Not a legitimate purpose to run with a giant mammal that has horns that evolution has said these will be used for killing things. They Frank Gore things and fillet them. Tell your insurance company you're doing that. Tell your insurance company, instead of just commuting to work, what I'm going to do is drag race. You think your rates will go up? Tell your insurance company, your life insurance company, hey, I plan on just commuting to work and going home, and I'll try to work out and stay in shape. Oh, by the way, I'm also going to, freebase cocaine and jump off of mountains on a hang glider. Think your rates go up? Risk. That's how life works. Understand things. Be an adult. Grow up. Don't tell me that you can get killed doing it, you can get hurt doing anything, so maybe you shouldn't do nothing. Nope. Do things with legitimate purpose. We balance risk-reward all the time. The reward for this is a cool Instagram post. The risk is way too great. You ain't good enough. You're not set enough. You still have so much to do. It's so important that you're healthy and good for the Redskins this year. They pay you so much money. Please, have some care. Care as much about the Redskins and the NFL and playing for a team that millions of people still care about. I know that interest has waned. I know that it's Reggie Wayne. I know more people have checked out on the Redskins and don't spend as much money as they used to or go to games, etc. There are still hundreds of thousands of people that care as much as me. That's all I've ever asked from my athletes in town. I live and die with every snap, with every pitch, with every clearance of the puck, right? Give a damn as much as I do. That should be the minimum prerequisite. Clearly doesn't. Infuriating to me.
At the same time, though, I hope he is as badass on the field this coming season as that activity is. And while it is a huge risk, I do give him credit for having Mr. Marcus size you-know-whats because that's a hell of an accomplishment. I just hope he can perform that well on the field this coming season for the Redskins.
We've got a nice little write-up of this. By the way, are we not supposed to say write-up? Who was it that got mad about that? Was it Blue Shorts who got mad about the term write-up? J.P. Finley? Somebody, I remember.
Somebody wrote something to get it published on thefandc.com. We don't, we don't sit there and vocalize it, and someone types it out. Still, someone wrote it up.
So Ben Cribble did a nice job writing this up. And again, I don't mean to belittle the writing up. I don't know if you write down whatever you do. He wrote it, and it's a nice summary of this. I'll tweet out the article here in a moment. At Funny Dandy Pete's at Pete Medhurst. Again, people are going to tell me to calm down and stop being a ninny and stop clutching my pearls and don't be an old man.
They're saying that because he survived it without getting hurt. If he gets hurt, then it's a completely different topic.
This is irresponsible. This is irresponsible behavior. You're not in a Mountain Dew Code Red.
I wonder if you have a life insurance policy and somehow you do suffer catastrophic injury doing this. I wonder if your life insurance policy covers something like this because as we find out every time there's a flood or a fire, your homeowner's policy doesn't cover something that occurred because of a technicality, making insurance one of the greatest scams, I think, sometimes that we have out there. So would your life insurance policy pay off to your family if you get killed running with the bulls and gored by a bull or trampled by people?
I don't know if it pays out necessarily.
That's a legitimate question.
Honestly.
This doesn't cover being gored by a bull. Sorry, we're keeping our cash.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I just saw the story this morning. I guess this happened.
It just popped up like 10 minutes ago.
Before the show starts, we were going to talk about the Redskins running back timeshare. I did it in the teaser when we come in to record that.
And we'll get that to some point. We'll
probably get that in. This just came up, and it boils my blood, as you can tell. I find these things so outrageous. And the fact that, again, I usually am in the minority by a long way on these kinds of things. Most people just sort of shrug their shoulders. Imagine if he injured his knee. Imagine if, or obviously, God forbid, something terrible
happened. Twisted an ankle, broken ankle.
Imagine.
Not impossible.
Like, to me, if he had to come back and spend 1 millisecond in the training room based on this, I would be apoplectic. And I already am. I'm already curious about it.
We'd have a ridiculous show if that was the case.
So call me names. Do what you want. Tweet me at Funny Danny. The tweets are already rolling in. 800-636-1067. Josh Norman ran with the Bulls. Josh Norman flew to Pamplona, Spain, and ran with the Bulls. You know the thing where the Bulls get you sometimes, or regular people get you sometimes? An NFL football player that's got training camp coming up in a couple weeks. We will be down there in Richmond. Okay? It's happening rapidly. 2 weeks away from it. Ran with the Bulls here recently.
Going to Pamplona with AWOD, much safer.
Well, I would debate that. 800-636-1067. Your reaction to that. 5 minutes away on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
800-636-1067 is the number. 10:30 this morning. Max Scherzer is excellent. Max Scherzer is amazing. Max Scherzer has a great chance of winning another Cy Young Award. He has been on a run in his Hall of Fame caliber career that he hasn't even been on in his Hall of Fame caliber. I'm sure caliber is great. The caliber of duty. His caliber career. He's as hot as he's ever been. Max Scherzer screwed up the other day, and the Nationals made fun of him for it. We will tell you what happened at 10:30 this morning. We got one more segmentation on what we're talking about, Meow, and that is this. If you're just tuning in, welcome. It's Grant and Danny, Pete Matters in for Jeebs. Josh Norman ran with the Bulls. This already happened. I guess it happened a couple days ago or something. This is so mind-blowing to me that this could have possibly gone on. The arrogance, the selfishness. I'm using football as some sort of vehicle to go to various playgrounds and do all these different kinds of things. And again, I understand if you have aspirations beyond football. Set yourself up for life. Investment companies, real estate holdings. You want to be a music executive. You want to do a million things. You want to own a bunch of Starbucks and movie theaters. Do whatever the hell you want to do. That's all well and good. Risking your football earning potential, risking putting your team in a terrible spot because you wanted a selfish high, I cannot get behind it, Pete.
Can't argue about the intensity of his offseason program. No question about
that. I suppose,
right? I mean, that's as high intensity as it gets. I mean, look, Josh has always been a guy that's danced to the beat of his own drummer, dude. I mean, that's the thing. When you get Josh Norman, these are the things that you get that come along with him. And, you know, I'm sure he did. I would love to know if he ran this by anybody in Ashburn. Hey, I'm going to Spain. I'm going to run with the Bulls. Does anybody care? Okay, great. Thanks. I'm going to go do it. I can't believe this was something he ran past them.
So just for, again, if you think I'm just a worry ward, this is from our own Ben Krimmel on thefandc.com. Well, Norman came out unscathed, and again, I'm glad he did. This has not been a festival without incidents. Earlier this week at the San Fermin Running of the Bulls Festival, two Americans were gored with a 46-year-old man suffering serious injuries after being gored in the neck, according to local authorities. Thursday, the day after Norman ran, another person was gored in the arm and five more were injured. Injuries are routine. They are mundane. They are standard practice here, okay? If you are injured training for football, right? If you're injured in the Reuben Foster, I was practicing capacity. While that sucks, very good use of your time. If you are lifting weights, trying to become stronger for your vocation, right? Where your body is your temple and you are injured, that is worth your time. You are sprinting, you pull something, worth your time. This is an unnecessary.
Well,
bit
he was
of
sprinting, Danny.
Well, I suppose he was. 800-636-1067.
Probably running faster than ever before in his life.
Adrenaline kicks in. Let's go to Greg in D.C. Greg, good morning. You're on the Fan.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
I'm well, man. How are you?
Yeah, my comment is, how much control can we have over a guy, you know, doing what he wants to do in the off season? I get that it's dangerous, but that's like saying anybody who has a job who can miss time because of doing this shouldn't do it. People, you know, people do this all the time. I think it's the off season. He should be able to do what he wants, enjoy himself.
Yeah, but there are contracts out there where if you're, say, you're a football player and you injure yourself playing basketball or in other sports in the off season, that you will forfeit some of your money. I mean, there is some contract language in some of the contracts that if you are hurt doing something like that, you would forfeit your cash. Now, I would love to know whether Josh has that kind of language. Had he suffered some sort of career-ending injury as a result, would the Redskins still be on the hook for the money that they owe him on his contract, or would they get relief from that because he was participating in something that obviously is high risk?
A lot of people,
little reward.
A lot of people think like Greg does. And I know a lot of
especially
lot of
because he survived
do.
It. Because he survived it, Dan. It's easy to say that because he survived it.
But his line where he just said, let these guys do what they want in the offseason. Again, I could not disagree more.
There's language in contracts, so they can't do just what they want. You know, guys that, you know, get in fast, you know, you want to go get in a stock car or an Indy car, turn 200 mile an hour laps? No, that's not in your contract, because if you crash, you're going to kill yourself.
The let these guys do what they want, folks. It's easy until the bad thing happens. Then you probably can't believe that this is what this
but
guy
chooses
to do with
But they only say it
time.
Because something bad didn't happen.
And that's my point. And they can't understand risk. So, again, there are lots of Gregs out there, the guy that just called us. And I'm not ripping him, just disagreeing. I vehemently disagree. We've come a long way. Now, back in the day when guys didn't make enough money and they had to get an off-season job and, you know, they're working at a factory, lifting heavy crap, probably bending with their back, smoking cigarettes between breaks. Okay, but now this is a year-round thing. You make millions of dollars.
Len Dawson smoking in a locker room, drinking a Fresca.
Yeah, you make millions of dollars. And I'm not getting in people's pockets here, but you make millions of dollars to be available. You make millions of dollars to play football and make football plays and do wonderful things on the field. Putting yourself unnecessarily at risk is irresponsible. It's irresponsible. Regardless of what job. I mean, if I, you could take this dumb little thing I get to do every day and talking on the radio. If I'm going out and doing stunts where I'm risking my vocal cords or whatever,
yep.
Right, where I'm going to miss work, that's irresponsible. That's what a child does. An adult does what they have to do, not what they want to do.
Because
he
they
does
don't
what
think
he wants
about,
to do.
They don't think about what could happen.
Consequences, Pete.
No consequences.
Children okay. Don't understand consequences. Adults should.
You're right about
Mike
that,
in
pal.
Bethesda.
You're
going to
find
you're
that
fan.
Out soon here.
Oh, I know, buddy. What's up, buddy?
Hey, boys.
Hey,
great
Mike.
Show. First off, don't diss Fresca. Fresca's delicious. But
you
want
to have a Fresca, Danny?
My daughter loves that, man. I just can't drink it.
To each their own, as they say.
Like drinking Alka-Seltzer.
Was chiming in because, candidly, I run an HR platform for a local business, a national business for that matter, and I think this is a topic of perspective, right? If I am a fan, and I am in this instance, I'm a 35-year-old guy, I've gone skydiving, cliff jumping, the whole nine yards, and I would understand that from his perspective through that lens. On the flip side, as an employer, it's an insane proposition. It's a liability. You would never allow an employee to which you've invested, you know, not only just money but sweat equity as well into this person succeeding. You would never allow such a thing like that. So again, I think it's a matter of perspective. I understand it as a fan, but as an employer, I'd be pissed.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, I mean, like Carl points out, and obviously we know firsthand from our former colleague LeVar Arrington, most teams throw in motorcycle riding into a contract because obviously LeVar's NFL career completely changed as a result of that. He was never the same after that. And you know, because you can catastrophically injure the most important limbs you have going down on a motorcycle.
And you only get, four,
all
you
the
get
time.
Four in a head. I mean, you can't really pick one to not have I mean, work optimal. All right. I ranted and raved about it. I appreciate that. Let's do something a little bit more fun next. Reminder, Corbin Burtson, Roger Dorn.
In front of the damn ball, Dorn.
Number 24, baby.
11-20. Corbin Burnson, 11-20, in honor of the DVD release of Major League. Max Scherzer is great. Everybody knows that. Max Scherzer is incredible. Thank God he's a Washington National. But he messed up. Tell you what he did. 10:33 on the Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
The 1-2, swing and a line drive into left center field toward the gap. This is going to get down, and a base hit. Gordon chases it down to third base. Eaton, they're going to wave him home. Relay to Mondesi, throw to the plate. He is safe! A head first dive for Eaton to the backside of the plate. On a base hit to left center field by Anthony Rendon. Bobby Henley with a windmill in the arm, and Eaton scores all the way from first on RBI number 62 for All-Star Rendon. It's the Nationals 3 and the Royals 2.
Why are we playing that highlight? Why is that? What are Grant and Danny, in this case Pete and Danny, up to? Welcome back to the show. It is Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Corbin Burnson joins us at 11:20 this morning. That's right, Roger Dorn, 30th anniversary of Major League. I got a lot of questions, baby, and I want them answered. But we played that highlight from Sunday, what would turn out to be the game-winning run. The Nats would add a couple more of some Geico insurance runs. Next thing you know, Sean Doolittle gets the win, not the save because he gave up the tying run, yada, yada, yada. Well, on that play, the enthusiastic, the wonderful, the excellent.
Great teammate.
The great teammate, the Hall of Famer, our superstar, our linchpin, our every fifth day you're going to see something special and magical. Our guy who comes on this radio program, Max Scherzer, sprinted out onto the field to congratulate Adam Eaton. Now, you would say, well, that's not a big deal. But this is not college baseball. It's not high school baseball. It's not Little League where you score a run, your whole teammate. It's not softball where your whole teammate, everybody comes and swarms you and high-fives you, and you have a choreographed high-five every time somebody crosses first base, whatever.
Yay, Jenny, that's great. All right.
This is the bigs. Max Scherzer thought the game was over. Max Scherzer thought that the eighth inning run to take the lead was the bottom of the ninth walk-off. He was in the process of walking off. So Adam Eaton, the on-deck hitter, again, if you've ever been to a baseball game or you've seen it on television, the on-deck hitter's job, in this case this was Juan Soto, comes, leaves the on-deck circle, takes a position in line behind the catcher. Not straight back home plate, mind you, but straight back towards from the third baseline running straight down. And he's telling the runner if he needs to slide, which way he's going to slide, what he's going to do, et cetera, where the ball's coming in. He has an important role there because the runner is head down running. He can't see. So Juan Soto is where he's supposed to be, telling Adam Eaton to slide to the outside, meaning slide in foul territory away from the tag. Max Scherzer's also there. Max Scherzer does not belong there. And again, we can have fun because Max is so great, and the team had fun with it. They were playing it. Davey Martinez had them play that in a loop in the clubhouse, making fun of Max Scherzer because this is an honest, enthusiastic, little teeny tiny screw-up that made no difference. Obviously, it's just a funny little moment. This is not one of those work screw-ups where, like, workman's comp has to get fired or something gets broken, etc. But it was funny. Because this guy who's so perfect all the time and is so intense and is so into it, screw the inning up. Something that every kid has done, something that I've done, something that everybody out there, like, I mean, not the kid that wore jeans to Little League practice and, like, couldn't get his hat right, couldn't keep a shirt tucked in. I'm talking about everybody. Everybody that played for 10 minutes screwed up the number of outs once, messed up what inning it was once. That's all happened. But it was funny that it happened to him,
runs
their
out
superstar.
Because you think the game, winning run. Instead, it's the game is tied. You know, that happens too. By the way, the follow-up to that was when the game was over, As soon as the moment the game was over, Max then became traffic cop in the dugout and was waving everybody. Now, you can all go out. Let's all go out. Everybody, we can all go out to the field now. He was sitting there waving all of his teammates onto the field. Now we can go celebrate. Let's go, boys. So he was such a good sport about it. And you know, Danny, there are some players, and Davey Martinez, as you mentioned, had the video people put that on a loop. There are some players in some locker rooms that would not take to that, and it would be kind of edgy in some clubhouses as a result of that. But there's no better person that could happen to than Max Scherzer, because no one's going to handle it better than number 31.
If Carter Kieboom did it when he was called up, you just feel terrible for the kid. Right, or if Wilmer Defoe does this, you know, while he's hitting 210 and making base running mistakes, or if, you know, one of the young guys that's trying so hard to establish themselves in the bigs, be it Robles, it's this guy who can do no wrong, who did this little funny thing.
Who's always so into every moment of every game. That's the thing.
So here's what we wanted to ask. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I don't want serious things where, like, someone had to go to the hospital. Unless it was like a minor, but work screw-ups. Little tiny work screw-ups where people have gotten on you and ridden you about them. So the comp that I have, and Tommy's pretty much got a list of all my mistakes, and there's like 700 of them. Grant makes mistakes too, but we only have like two of his for some reason. But whatever. So I'm sure he'll gore me like the running of the Bulls with a bunch of these different things. But I have a story that I always think of. So my good buddy was, when he right out of school.
I own a Mustang.
Is he right there? Right there. What kind of horse's ass says that? And I don't. One of my buddies right out of school went and worked on the trading floor in Philadelphia. It's kind of the exact same scene that you'd imagine at the end of Trading Places, right? Where it's just chaos down there. So people are relaying trades on this commodities market where he was working in this market. And this didn't happen to him. It happened to his best buddy at work. So really fast, guys that are taking orders upstairs on this balcony are flashing hand signals. Okay, so they're going boom, boom, boom. Like 3, 5, 1, 3, 8, 5. And these numbers are all really fast because these trades are coming in fast and furious. So the kid down on the trading floor, and he's 24 at this point, tries to get the signal from somebody who's, you know, 150 yards away, elevated, on the phone doing something else, and he gives him what he thought was 800. 800. But it also looked like a 30. The difference between 800 shares and 30 shares of this commodity, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
What?
Thank you very much, Danny.
What?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hundreds of thousands, Pete.
So somebody's, let me guess, money. He took the order for 800 shares.
So he can't, and you can't hear anything, and he's yelling back at the guy, waving his arms, and nobody can pay attention, nobody can see him. It's like he's drowning in a sea of humanity. So he ultimately just goes, well, if, let me do the calculator risk in my mind. If I err on the side of 800 and I'm wrong, that's a way bigger loss or catastrophe than if I err on the side of 30 and maybe we leave some money on the table. So he goes with 30. He does a 30 instead of 800. Thank you, Yoda. It was 800, as it turns out.
Ooh.
And the commodity advances to a certain point that day at the end of the day's trading where the guy would have made it on this trade, I think it was something like $500,000, and he ended up with like 20-some thousand, whatever, however the math works. So he cost this, that cost the guy commission and cost the client who had this fund that was going to move around all this
hundreds
money.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Master Yoda. And that sort of pressure and that thing, so the guys who gave him the signal is yelling at him, and he's going, I'm yelling right back. So they end up like getting in a screaming match, and the dude says, blank this, I quit. And he rolled out.
The guy on the bottom floor or the guy on the top floor?
Bottom floor. He's like, you weren't clear at all. This is your fault. He's like, no, it's your fault. He did. He bounced right out of there, Danny. That's what I think of when I think of work screw-ups. That's always my homework. I listened to that story for the first time with I just can't imagine that level of transaction, right?
It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money that somebody didn't get.
I mean, the guy still made money.
Yeah, but he's sitting there going,
could've made a lot more money.
We're buying a yacht. Or like, a vacation home is ours. I just made 500 grand. No, we didn't. You made 20, which is nice. 20 is nice. It ain't 500, whatever it was. You got a work screw up like that?
No, not really. I had something, though, when I was broadcast. I was actually the video coordinator for my high school basketball team. We were winning the state championship game, and I was on the broadcasting, and I was doing it. And I said, there's the record for the most points scored. Unfortunately, I read it wrong because the point total I was referencing was the girls' point total, not the boys' point total.
Ah.
And Mr. Albright and my colleagues used to give me a little grief for that all the time. Ah, we broke that point total, didn't we?
Did we get that point total? So give it to me. 800-636-1067. Have a little fun. We're allowed. It's the summertime. Living's easy. 800-636-1067.
How about the dude that lost commission? Because, you know, that's, I mean,
yeah.
He's in
that's
an
why
even,
he's pissed.
Yes, he's in an even, I mean, commission on 500,000.
3% rip, I think, right? 2% rip. I can't remember what it was. But that's a good chunk of change. That's not his anymore.
Man.
He does not get that. 800-636-1067.
We couldn't be friends anymore.
Yeah, that would drive a wedge between us if I cost you.
I'd have to move
money.
To like Topeka, Kansas.
Give me some work screw-ups in honor of Max Scherzer getting the inning wrong. He thought the game was over. It was not. We can have some fun because he's so great. Next to the fifth. Max Scherzer messed up. No, he didn't hang a slider or throw the wrong pitch or leave a cookie over the middle of the plate and get tattooed. He doesn't do that. He's
hasn't
nasty
done that
when
for
he pitches.
Seven straight starts.
Yeah. How about 9 earned runs over his last 10 starts, I believe, is the number.
Love you,
he's
Max.
He's amazing, and he's awesome, and he's defying all the different things that should be happening. Guys around his age, usually, you know what happens? Robinson Cano happens, where everybody hates your guts, and he's a liability, and one of his three home runs this year was on opening day against Max Scherzer, ironically, and he's constantly on the disabled list, looks slow, and doesn't run hard, and everybody can't stand
and getting paid a lot of money.
And he gets paid a ton of money. And he's still got 4 years left in that deal, by the way. Good one, Brody Van Wagenen. Anyway, that's usually what happens to guys that are 35, 36, as Max is about to turn. Not you get more excellent. Not you become even better as more home runs are getting hit against pitchers. But he messed up. And this is fun, okay? He thought the game was over. Anthony Rendon, ball in the gap. Adam Eaton on his horse. Rounding second, headed for third. Max is on the top step of the dugout. Adam Eaton slides home outside of the tag. He is safe. Here comes.
That's pretty good, Charlie.
Thank you very much. I can't really do it. I can't really do a full Charlie. Like, I can't, like, do a sentence as Charlie, but you can kind of know who I'm doing. When I can be like, he is safe. Like, I can do that, right? I never go full Charlie. And you can't go full Charlie. It's not me put in my ear. It's totally true. But here comes Max Scherzer running out of the dugout. Like it's Little League or like he's, you know, he's just super excited for his best buddy who got himself a run and he, you know, wants to high-five him. And Adam Eaton high-fives Juan Soto because he should be there as the on-deck hitter. And he looks right at Max Scherzer like a, what are you doing here, man? You get lost? And Scherzer's kind of up there. He's like excited, pats him on the butt and then looks around and is like, oh my God, the game's not over yet. He thought the game was over. So we're doing funny work mistakes. Let's go to Dennis in Aldi. Dennis, how'd you screw up, man?
Yeah, so I'm a meteorologist, and I know there's always that perception we mess up and like it doesn't cost anybody anything or we keep our jobs. I was right out of school when I was 25, and I have an East Coast bias when I'm looking at forecasts. I grew up outside of Philadelphia, always East Coast bias. And the company I work for gave forecasts to major retailers so that they could move merchandise to where, like, if it's hot, they're going to move air conditioners and fans. And I was working with one of the major retailers, I'm not going to name their names, and I missed a West Coast heat wave. And I come in on Monday, and I get an email from a C-level executive from this company reaming me out that I cost them somewhere between $150,000 and $250,000 in sales, plus they included pictures of bare shelves where fans sold out and air conditioners sold out, copying my boss and my CEO.
Copying the boss is a tough move. Sorry, dude. That one stinks. My second show, this is only somewhat related, second time ever on the radio on this radio station. Okay? So no one cares about my story, but I'm commuting back and forth between New York and D.C. at this point because I had no guarantee. I had no full-time thing. I was living up there and doing shows down here. So I take the bus, the Bolt bus, the Mega bus, the D.C. to New York bus, and all the different things. Multiple times a
week.
Does it
really cost a dollar like it says on the side of the bus?
You can never get it for a buck. You got to be the first guy in, and it still never works. It's usually, you can get it for under 15. That's usually, but still a pretty good deal, right? You get a trip to from New York to D.C. So, well, it snows. Huge amounts of snow. And all the buses are canceled. And it's snowing bad in D.C., but not as bad as it was up there. So I got to go to a car. I got to go rent a car. And I said, I want like a powerful car to get me through this snow. I wanted like a strong, like maybe a
Jeep, like a four-wheel drive.
Yeah, four-wheel drive vehicle.
Yeah.
So they gave me a certain kind of car. I'm not going to say the name of the car, and you'll see why in a second. I hate this car. I hate this kind of car that I get. I'm furious about it. I think these cars are ridiculous. They look terrible, but at least they suck.
Was
they
it at least front-wheel drive?
I can't give you any more clues than that.
I know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's the word. I'll write it down.
I know what you're talking
about. I'm
going
to write it down for you.
As soon as you said they look goofy, I knew exactly what you're talking about.
It's this.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And apologies if you own one or operate one. I think they're absurd. Okay? That's what they give me. And it's terrible. And so I get down to D.C., and I'm doing the show. Holden's like, yeah, how'd you get down here? Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, what are you doing? You know, so he Holden's it up. And I start ranting and raving about this car and how much it sucks and how awful it was to get down there and everything else. The first spot in the break
was for that company.
Was for that car company that makes that car. And beep, boop, brr, phone rings, and the producer is, okay, yep, I'll tell him, yep. Nope, I'll tell him. Yep. No, he's right here. I'll tell him. Yep. Huh? No problem. Yep. No. Yep. I'll make sure he knows. Okay. Thanks. Dude, you can't do that. Because the program director called and said, hey, dumbass, you can't kill a sponsor that played 7 seconds after you were done talking. You stupid idiot. That was my second day on air.
So in other words, you identified that particular car specifically in your rant.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I was very clear about what car it was. That car's company was like, it's time to drive them. You know, like, where? Dan in Fairfax. Dan, good morning. What's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, man.
All right. So I'm 32. In my early 20s, I was working in an office, and I was crushing on this girl super hard, and it was Halloween time. And I was telling her, you know, I was trying to be funny, obviously. And I was like, I'm going to have the best costume for our costume party on Halloween. So I got this cheesy cell phone costume. It's just a whole bodysuit cell phone. Push the button, it rings, that whole shtick.
Sure, sure.
I get to work dressed as a cell phone. I was so excited. You know, I was ready to go show her, and I realized it was the day before Halloween, and I was the only one in a costume, and I did not bring a change of clothes, and I had to work the whole day in a cell phone costume.
The extra sweet bonus is that it was to impress a chick.
No question.
That's now very unimpressive.
Would have loved to have known that he actually... You know,
yeah. Did you?
Did anything actually happen?
Did you get her digits? That thing? Did you close
it? Did he get her digits?
Steven in Winchester. Good morning. Work screw ups.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
So we were, me and a couple of guys were standing around the water cooler, started talking football, started talking about teams across the division, and the Eagles came up. So of course I started talking, and I was talking about my guy Jeremy Maclin.
You son of a.
And kept going on about that, man. They still bring that up years later.
Yeah, they still bring it up, don't they, Steven? Jeremy Maclin. You jerk. Steven, you're a jerk.
Eagles.
Shut up, Danny. You're an idiot. You and Steven can pound sand for all I care. Long walk, short pier, you two guys. Jeremy.
The slowdown one hurts, Pete. The good news
is. This one hurts. Yeah.
The good news is, Danny, he's retired.
No, it's not good news, Pete.
He can't haunt you anymore.
There's no good news with this. There's no upside with it because this could be brought up in perpetuity.
It can, but it won't be brought up regularly.
Listen to this one. Listen to this one. It's so slow. It's basically then 80s like music, like boom, boom, is going to kick in. You know what I mean? Like Ferris Bueller's going to do a montage. Oh, it's so bad.
The depth of your larynx.
Yeah. It's the confidence. What you can tell even on the slowed down version is how confident I was when I said it. Jeremy.
That's when you know.
Maclin.
But as you well know, Danny, if you sell it confidently, you can make people believe it.
Because, Grant was confused for a couple seconds. He was like, Wait a minute. Like, because I was so confident. Made
he
him
bounced?
Question
That's what I mean.
Himself.
That's what I mean. If you say it confidently, a lot of people will buy it.
So there was a good ending to that day. I felt so ashamed and terrible. Do you guys remember this? I felt so embarrassed, and I wanted to not do the rest of the show, right? Because we still had 2.5 hours to go, by the way.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah, long time. CK took pity on me, and he and Tlaib went downstairs and got Bon Jon for everybody. Remember that? We ended up eating Bon Jon. So my screw-up had a happy ending. Now, it's not happy for me because it's, 4 years ago? There you go.
You're still here?
Well, I'm still here, and so is that.
Most important part is you're still here.
We are still here. I'm going to do the running back shtick next, Pete.
Okay.
I got a theory. Okay, and this is what I would do. I brought it up a couple times, but I'm going to go hard with it. I'll have everybody tell me.
Happy birthday.
New year.
Yeah, there's another
strip. Everybody.
What?
Said Grant.
What?
Corbin Burnson joins us at 11:20. Happy birthday, New Year, next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.